Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, founder of the Angelic Initiative, and your host. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast at 1510 a.m., Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. Then we're born, it's harder than we thought it would be, and we start to play small in the game of life. Our lives get off track. The Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to get back on track with your soul plan, creating a life of joy in a world that works. Every month we talk about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. This month we're focusing on what happens when we die, which we all will someday. Lynn?
It's true. Death is a part of life. When we sign on for this gig called life, we're signing on for the second half of that, which is that life will end. It's universal. And so it's important and very helpful to have discussions about it from time to time. So today, our assignment for the work is to have an open conversation. And now, these are not typical conversations that normal people have, quote-unquote. These are channeled discussions from higher dimension beings. And so our assignment is always to create sacred space and then to channel whatever it is the higher dimension beings wish to say. They tell us in advance kind of what to expect, but how they put it in the moment is always a surprise to us, a glorious surprise. So now, friends, we'll begin, as we always begin all of our gatherings in the Angelic Initiative and the Lightworkers Healing Method, by creating sacred space. So if you're in a place where you can close your eyes safely, we invite you to do so. And just for a moment, notice your body, notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It isn't here to punish us. And to breathe into it with love allows us occasionally to get the message, to actually receive the thought. So if your pain needs more than just this momentary focus to release, then make a date to come back to it and give your body the attention it deserves. Maybe at the end of this show, maybe at the end of the day, but make a date to come back to your body, and of course, keep your promise. And now draw your focus into the center of the chest, which is the center of the heart chakra, and just imagine that you're opening up your chakra to invite in light and love from universal presence. Feel it filling your entire chest and your entire body with love, filling your heart chakra with so much love that it bulges and expands and exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us from front to back, front to back, front to back, flowing through us and through our lives. Let the chakra expand wider, 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 to the size of outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, and perhaps as big as the room that you're in. Just let that river of love flow, perhaps larger than the room that you're in. Now, with intention, Move your focus to the back of the heart chakra, right, centered right between the shoulder blades, and open with intention, open the back door of your heart chakra to invite in that element of divine presence that you're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, the divine plan itself, or something else. It doesn't matter. Just invite it in by feel, by pitch if necessary, until once again the chakra bulges, expands, and then exhales out the front. And now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us, around us, through us, and through our lives. Swish those rivers clear, left to right and right to left even. Chakras can clear from any angle. And now draw the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels and begin to drop down, down, down to the feet and through the feet to the center of the planet, to the center of the galaxy, to the center of the universe. Down, 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 deeper and deeper, reaching deeper into source below. And begin to drop divine planetary energy, father and mother planetary energy, drawing them up, up, up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love flowing through us and through our lives, gradually moving the focus up to the crown of the head and through the crown, higher, higher through the mental body, higher, higher through the astral planes. Source is ever so much farther than we think it is. Keep going, reaching higher, higher, higher into that pool of source frequencies, the pool of healing frequencies, starting to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to in any lifetime, and will ever have access to in any life still to come, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow, letting these rivers flow from source above to source below, swishing top to bottom and bottom to top through our energy bodies, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing. Now, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love and poof, instantly expanding into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing, learning space for us to hold our talk in today. Noticing the outside of the bubble, strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear. Only beings that we invite in can join us. All others pass around. This is private, sacred, healing, learning, growing space. We're asking our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us. All the higher dimension beings who are willing to join us today, we're grateful, grateful, grateful for your presence. Noticing around us this pulsing of vortex like a white tornado of love, taking away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space. And right down the center of the vortex, there's flowing a waterfall of love, pure divine essence of love, the living waters. Feel it pouring through us, cascading through our cells, pooling underneath our feet, deep, deep, deep into the center of the universe below. Now, friends, this is a beautiful space in which to ask higher dimension beings for answers to the important questions of life. For example, the question of, what happens? What happens when we die? And I see a microphone. It's a very old-fashioned microphone, and there is someone kind but serious, stepping up to talk. He's very loving and very capable, but this is not a light topic, and he wishes for us to listen very carefully. And the first thing he says is that it's not a one-size-fits-all universe. And so the answer to this question actually varies depending on the person and the situation. And he reminds us that we are all spiritual beings, having a human experience, and our souls do all have plans for our lives before we're born. In other words, we all have soul contracts of what we say we will do during the life lived. And now, some of us are new at this game of life, and others of us are old hands, and the old hands have different standards than the newbies, and that only makes sense. Of course, we wouldn't hold preschoolers to the same standards as we would hold high schoolers to. That would be unfair and ridiculous. So the answer to this question varies depending on what stage of the process the souls find themselves at. And he's going to address very briefly how it is for beginner souls. For beginner souls, there is an expectation that they're not going to really do very well with their soul contract, that they're not going to understand the game of life, they're not going to understand how to play this game, they're going to really, really, really mess up. And so when they are released from their bodies in a process that is universally described as very freeing and wonderful, when they are released from their bodies, they will be escorted over to soft places, a soft landing where very gently they'll be guided through the process, spoken to in soft tones as we would to two-year-olds, so as to not alarm them or scare them, and to gently explain to them that they were supposed to do something, and to remember it better next time. Next time you can do better. This is a process that will take as long as it takes, and every person has their own individual guides that are speaking to them with love, compassion, but also encouragement to do better, do better, do better, do better. So far, so good?
So far, so good.
This makes sense?
This makes sense.
So this higher being is continuing on, and he says that there are, of course, people at the intermediate levels of development. And at intermediate levels, there is an expectation that they will keep their commitments to their loved ones of soul life, their soul companions, their dear friends of the soul, whom they have made promises to. And these promises vary widely. The promises focus on the lessons that we wish to learn in life. For example, one person could wish to learn lessons in endurance, and another person could wish to learn lessons in courage. And can you see how that might be a good match for two people to work together?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And so the courageous person is going to be, the person who is working on courage is going to be called upon to interact with the person working on endurance in such a way as to get that person to step into his or her greatness, too. And so at this intermediate level, there is a higher standard than there is for the preschoolers, so to speak. Does this make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Different levels of growth.
Different levels of growth and different levels of expectation. The tone of the exit conferences is different, but the conferences nonetheless occur. When the souls reach the exit ramp, so to speak, the exit ramps take them up, guide them up. Can you see those ramps?
Yes, I can. They're very comforting.
They feel wonderful, don't they?
Yeah.
They're designed to call us upward, aren't they?
Yeah.
They say, come on, this is the right way. You're headed the right direction. Right direction. Keep going. Keep going. Come on. So this is farther away than you think it is, right?
Right.
And then at the top of the stairs, it's like there are many gates, and there's a little gate for little children and medium gates for medium children. And then off to the to one side, there are gates for taller people, more advanced students, and we'll get to that later. But right now we're talking about the intermediates, which are most people on the planet.
That's true.
Most people are not at the beginning end, and they're not at the tail end of incarnating. They're in the middle of the bell curve, right?
Yes, that's true.
So, for most people, there is a conference. Actually, some people have had such a disruptive life that they just need a washing off, like a showering or a soaking in truth and love to wash off the lies and the ickiness of life.
Yeah.
And then they're in a state in which counseling can occur effectively. Does this match what you're perceiving?
That's true. It's like they have to go through a bathhouse, and then they come out and they're ready to hear what needs to be said.
Yes, they're clean and clear.
Yeah.
And I see these people, and they're sitting at little, looks like little cafe tables with their guides, and the tables are widely dispersed so that each conversation is private.
Yeah.
And the guides are pointing to the paperwork, and you can tell that they're saying, now this is an area of issue that let's talk about this. Let's explore what went wrong here. And you can see the people talking, and nobody seems, there aren't really heightened tempers. Everything seems calm.
No, it's clear. The perspective is different now that they're out of the body.
Yes, now that they're out of the body, they aren't arguing with their guides the way they were when they were in body.
Right.
It's easier to see, oh, my goodness, my guides are correct. I should have done this. Oh, no, I feel awful that I didn't do it. I promised people I would do this, and I didn't keep my word, and now I feel awful. Oh, boy, I want to do better next time. How can I do better?
How can I do better?
How can I do better? And then the process begins of training, or mentoring, perhaps, is a better way of saying it, mentoring. And then everything is very individual. I'm hearing just a babbling of the guides' voices. What they're saying is unique to each situation. But it is clear that overall the same process is occurring, saying, okay, here's what you committed to doing, and here's what you actually did, and you can see that those aren't the same, right?
Right.
And the person is saying, oh, yes, I can see those aren't the same. The guide is saying, now, this has caused consequences with these people who you love, they didn't get what they needed, etc., etc. And the person is saying, yes, I can do better, I can do better. Help me do better. I want to do better.
That's true.
And there's a process of counseling out of the old life, the life just ended, where we dissect the situation and discover where things went awry, where things got off track. And then there's a process of exercising to practice the muscles that were weak, so to speak.
Like a training montage.
Yes, it's exactly what it looks like. To me, it looks like personal training, physical fitness. They're working out to get stronger. And then over on the far side, it's like an outfitting or a planning, incorrect, a planning station where people are starting to plan the next life. They're being presented with various options, various choices to make, and they're making their own choices with the advice of their guides. You see that station, that planning station?
I see that. To me, it's always looks kind of like a salad bar, like they're going down a row, and okay, I need to work on courage, I need to work on willingness, I need to work on integrity, adding in the experiences that will most give them the opportunity to work on those characteristics.
Yes, I'll have a helping of selflessness. Yes.
A helping of opportunities that will allow me to practice selflessness, perhaps.
Much better put. Thank you. Much better put.
It would be much easier if we could just put selflessness on the plate and call it a day.
I don't think that's how the system works.
No, I'm pretty clear that's not how it works.
So thank you for correcting my poorly chosen words. So now, after that area where the lessons are chosen for the following life, the opportunities are chosen that will give practice in the areas in which growth is desired, there seems to be a matching process, and it looks they're making jokes about Match.com,
yes.
Sadie Hawkins dances and things like that. But the point is, now our plans are matched with the plans of other souls to find the perfect fit. The plans are being woven together. The individual soul plans are being woven together to create the overall plan. A plan that works, a plan that works at the level of the planet, at the level of the galaxy, and at the level of the universe, where everyone is committing to their own individual plan, and then these are coordinated into an overall plan, the divine plan, the overall, overarching divine plan.
That's true.
And then in the next station, it's as if the stage is turning. I'm seeing the next part of this stage coming into view. There is the outfitting station. I see people being outfitted with parachutes and jumpsuits, and now they're getting ready to go into the body. They're being given the signals, for example, that will be significant to them, so that when they see something that's important, it will stand out, it will glow. They'll have a sense of deja vu, perhaps. Who knows exactly how it will resonate with them, but it will stand out.
They'll understand the signal is important.
Well, that's the vision.
Right.
That's the hope.
Right.
It doesn't always play out that way. Sometimes we miss our signals entirely. But in the outfitting station, I see the guides very intent, talking to us very intently, their faces right at our faces, their hands on our shoulders, and they're telling us the things that we need to remember. Most importantly, the things that are crucial. Remember this. Remember this. Can you see that?
That's true. Like flight instructors giving one last bit of instruction before the student jumps out of the plane.
That's exactly it. Remember this. Count till 10 and then pull the ripcord or whatever
the instruction is. Right.
And it's, again, unique to each individual person. Remember, when you're 22, you're going to meet a person who's going to change your life. Remember, when you're 41, you're going to need to set aside your fear and jump into the abyss, so to speak, make it better for someone who you don't even know, and so on, and so on, and so on.
That's true. Now, in just 1 minute, we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and the Angelic Initiative. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method and the Angelic Initiative at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. And look for our YouTube channel under the Angelic Initiative on YouTube. We publish daily documentary series.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com. As taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences, course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at AM 1510 WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about what happens when we die, when our souls leave these bodies. Lynn?
Yes. So, friends, there's a higher dimension being who is different than the one who previously had the microphone, and he wants to explain a little bit about why we're holding this conversation today. You see, we are on a troubled biosphere. Our biosphere is in serious trouble. We've been heading in the wrong direction for a really long time. We've already entered the time of payback in many ways, in terms of environmental destruction, in terms of social breakdown, in terms of spiritual malaise. This has already occurred. There is, unfortunately, a pattern on this biosphere of wanting to believe that the promises that we make to spirit before we're born either don't exist or don't matter. And that simply isn't true. That simply is not true. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We've made commitments. We've made commitments. And we are held accountable to those commitments to varying degrees. And when we don't live up to our commitments, things get off track for ourselves and also for the world around us. And now our world is heading into has been heading in a negative direction for such a long time, and it's getting worse so rapidly that there seems to be consensus in the higher dimensions that this planet has become a malignancy, in effect, at the level of the galaxy and at the level of the universe. It is not the only malignancy. They're not implying that. It's one of perhaps 50 biospheres in our galaxy that are a severe problem. But the decision has been made at the higher dimensions that this is such an aggressive malignancy. Our planet, our way of life, is such an aggressive malignancy that it's harming the health of the galaxy and the whole universe, and it cannot be allowed to continue. And that something dramatic is going to happen here and in the other roughly 50 biospheres, and perhaps in the whole galaxy, and perhaps beyond that as well. It's hard to say the extent of it, because the problem seems to be to getting worse quite rapidly. So the point is that on this biosphere, beyond a shadow of a doubt, there is going to be a reasonably short-term future for us here on Earth, and then after that, we will be elsewhere. We will all of us be elsewhere. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. We aren't ever done growing. And so it's not as though we will cease to exist. Many of us have incarnated on other planets before Earth, and many of us who are listening to this show are aware of that. We're aware that we have incarnated elsewhere. And some of us have memories of those planets going down, falling apart, being destroyed, in effect, by the actions of the inhabitants. And so this isn't really news to us in the grand scheme that planets do come to an end, but it is definitely relevant to us here because this planet is getting ready to come to an end in the reasonably short-term future. Now, whether that means this month, this year, or next year is an open point, but the point is soon, very soon. Energy-sensitive people all over the world have been feeling this. All year long, energy-sensitive people have been feeling progressively more and more anxious, have been feeling senses of foreboding and doom. We get calls and emails from people all over the world who are feeling this. It is widespread. Now, there is a tendency for our society, our loved ones, to say, oh, you're making it up, that's nonsense, and to encourage us to brush off what is in fact real and focus on this compelling illusion that's the world around us. But friends, the eternal life is the one that's real. This illusion of physical life will come and go. Our bodies will give up. Our planet will one day be done, one day very soon. Be done, unfortunately, because of our craziness here. So the point is this. That's why we're having this conversation. And the second point is that, friends, we're all going to be held accountable. We're all going to be held accountable. Now, while we're still in a body, we can still do something so that the exit conference is more pleasant rather than less pleasant. More pleasant rather than less pleasant. We can do something. And so turn around and help someone, help a total stranger. Give to charities, volunteer, help strangers. Help strangers. Do it now. Do it now. And friends, in addition to just a generic call to help people, we're going to want to talk about the best of the best, the best of the best souls on this planet. There are the newbie souls that are having the preschool level exit conferences. There are the average souls that are having being held to a higher standard than preschoolers. And then there are the best of the best souls, the 1,000,000,000. Precisely 1,000,000 souls on this planet right now, in bodies right now, or trying to get into bodies right now, who have come to trigger the awakening, to get our planet to wake up and to do it right now, right now, right now, before it's too late. And friends, the best of the best applied for this job. And they had to go through an extensive vetting process. And during the vetting process, all of us were told, it's going to be scary. You're going to not want to do it. And so if you aren't going to do it, leave the room now. There's a long line of people waiting for your seat. And we all said, no, we want to do it. And they said, this is your commitment, regardless of what anyone else does or doesn't do. Each of you. And is speaking to all of us, the best of the best. And friends, if you're listening to this, our working theory is you're one of us. You're one of the best of the best. He said to all of us, this counts, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. It doesn't matter how the people around you try to hold back the divine plan. It doesn't matter how people around you try to scuttle or sabotage the awakening. It doesn't matter how no one else is stepping up to do anything. It doesn't matter how everybody else is just pretending that life is going to go on and on and on just as it always has. None of that matters. What matters is that you've made a commitment and you're going to be held accountable for that commitment. What are your perceptions, Jamie?
That's very, very true. And there have been moments throughout each of our lives, moments where we were given the opportunities to really step up, to start to work towards triggering the awakening. And every moment, we each had that opportunity. And it seems like we've wasted a lot of those moments. And now we're coming to the point of where our time in these bodies is very short.
Yes, we put it off and put it off, thinking there's tomorrow, there's next week, there's next month, there's next year. I'll get to it later. I'm busy on this right now. And that time is over. We're out of time to put it off. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for each of us to take action for ourselves and for the greater good, so that when that exit conference occurs, we have something to say other than,
Oops.
So, friends, this begins but definitely doesn't end with self-care. So now, for each of us, it's important to set aside time daily to refurbish our connection with Source. It's our job to strengthen our relationship with Source. This is our work to do. It's our job to tend our energy bodies, so that we're able to get clear messages, not from astral fakers who purport to be our guides and say things like, eat chocolate-covered goji berries and go to Italy for a month, but from our real guides who are calling us to step into our greatness and therefore say scary things to us, like, step it up, you can do it. Now, friends, we'll be talking about this more, what can you do for yourself, in the last segment.
Now we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and founder of the Angelic Initiative. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com and experience the Angelic Initiative on YouTube. We produce a daily documentary series.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Visions 7 radio broadcast here at AM 1510 WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about what happens when we die, when our souls leave our bodies. Lynn, what else do the higher dimension beings have to say about this topic?
Well, the gentleman who's at the microphone right now, the higher dimension being who's at the microphone right now, is specifically talking about the best of the best, the 1,000,000. He's talking about the process, and he's talking about it objectively. He's saying we get points for things that we do to help to trigger the awakening, and we get points off for things that we do that hold back the awakening, and that this awakening is to occur on a global scale. But of course, unless we ourselves are waking up, we're part of the problem rather than part of the solution. And so first things first, it's expected that we engage in self-care. We do not get points for engaging in self-care. that is an expected part of the process. And if we aren't even doing that, we are in fact getting negative points. Check me on that.
That is true.
We're getting negative points, points off for not engaging in the basics of self-care. And so, friends, if we aren't exercising and meditating and clearing our energy bodies and learning and growing and pushing ourselves and establishing habits of stretching and growing, then we are racking up negative points by lack of self-care. Check me on that.
That is true.
That's what he's saying. So friends, that is the starting point. Now consider, how many years have we not been doing what it takes to care for ourselves properly? So what we need to start doing is start racking up some positive points quick before checkout time. Now he's pointing to a watch, and the watch, he's tapping the watch and saying, you know, it is now, it is now. Now, the higher dimension timing is different than our timing, but if I were a betting person, I'd say he means sometime within the next 6 months.
That's true. That feels like a solid estimate.
Yeah, it's a solid estimate. And going out to 12 months feels impossible. I wouldn't take the bet that we would last 3 months. I wouldn't take that bet.
I wouldn't take that bet.
We could.
We could. It's possible.
And it's also possible that we could last a year. I wouldn't take that bet.
I wouldn't either. And it's clear that our remaining time is short by human definition.
Yes, by human definitions, it's short. So now is the time to set aside all of our crazy excuses and kick it into gear, kick it into gear, because, friends, we are held accountable. We are held accountable for our lack of actions. If you're one of the best of the best, and, friends, you can take it as your work in theory that if you're listening to this show, you are, you're going to be held accountable exactly as I am, exactly as Jamie is, exactly as we all are, held accountable to trigger the awakening, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do, no matter what. And self-care does not count. What counts is taking selfless, courageous action on behalf of the greater good to trigger the awakening, specifically to trigger the awakening, not just any selfless, courageous action on behalf of the greater good, because there are lots of good people doing good work in the world who did not have this soul contract. They had some other soul contract. And so this is particularly to trigger the awakening, to take selfless, courageous action on behalf of the greater good, no matter what anyone else does or doesn't do. Now, friends, we talk about this in our documentary series, The Angelic Initiative, on YouTube. And so you can go there, and you can see our videos, and you can get details about what they're talking about doing. But, friends, it requires characteristics. It requires being willing to do what we said we would do, being willing to fulfill our sacred vows. It requires having courage, taking courageous action. It requires having integrity, acting with integrity, really living and acting with integrity. It requires humility. Higher dimension beings know better than we do, not arguing with them, not substituting our judgment for their judgment, not saying, in effect, I'll take your advice under advisement, but to actually do what they say to do it, to step up and do it. It requires trust. It requires a deep amount of trust to say, all right, I'm going to do this and look for the gift. And it requires selflessness, not thinking about what's in it for me, but just thinking about what is needed in the moment, what is needed in the moment. And then it requires developing stability, a habit of making those choices. Those are all choices, making those choices consistently. So at least be as brave as a Jehovah's Witness. you know, at least at a minimum to go start talking to people that you know, saying, look, something's going on. I feel weird. I've felt weird all year, or however long you yourself have felt weird. But energy-sensitive people all over the world are feeling this. Don't brush it off. Don't say it's nothing. Say, something's going on. We need to talk about this. Something's going on. Something's happening.
That's true. That's true. Starting to speak about it is a good first step. Taking action feels good, and it'll start to calm that feeling of panic that many of us have felt rising for quite some time now.
Right. We do. We feel that sense of foreboding. So what the guides want to say again is this. When we keep our commitment, it goes better for us at checkout. For the best of the best, there's a higher standard, a far higher standard, a far higher expectation. And we see the exit ramps. There's the place where the babies go, and there's the place where the rank and file go, and then there's the place where the best of the best go. And they go into a room, and the door slams shut and locks. And what happens inside of there is not the same as what happens to everyone else. And inside of the room, people are sorted. Do they have anything on their tray, so to speak, anything whatsoever to show for it? Those who do not have anything to show, those who made no effort to trigger the awakening, or at least not enough effort to counteract all their negative actions, things aren't going to go well for them. That just isn't going to be pleasant. Everything has a consequence. Now, we're eternal beings, and we will have life upon life upon life, where people will be saying, oh my gosh, what did I do? I must have hurt somebody in the past to be suffering like this. And the answer will be, it's not what you did, it's what you didn't do. You didn't keep your promise. So friends, now is the time. We have some time still left, whether it's a week, a month, or a year, who knows? But I'll take a bet. It is not more than a year. And now is the time, so just go for it. Go for it. You can do something. You can do something right now today, and then you can do more tomorrow, and more the next day, and more the next day, and more the next day. You have a lifetime of doing nothing to make up for it. Self-care doesn't count, and a lack of self-care gives you negative points. Think of all those days that you didn't engage in proper self-care. Now get going like your hair's on fire. Do something to trigger the awakening. Get people to wake up. Now is the time for them to live by their soul plans and keep their promises.
That is precisely channeled from the higher dimension being.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So in whatever time we have, we still have time. There's that quote. There's that quote of, I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something.
And to kick it into gear right now, now is the time, because the phrase, we still have time, is technically true. It is. But people tend to hear it and then put their feet up again. And friends, there is no more time for putting the feet up. There is no more time for putting this off. That is over. That is over. Ask for a dream. Ask for a dream to come to be shown how you will fare on checkout day. Ask to be shown how you will fare. And then don't brush it off. Don't say, oh, that was just a dream. But then go for it like your hair is on fire. Get something on your tray. Something to show, so that when the higher beings are looking at you, and we're having they're have the tongue in cheek, but they're saying, having the come to Jesus talk, that you'll have something to say for yourself other than,
Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show for today on what happens when we die, when our souls leave our bodies.
I don't hope that you enjoyed it. You know what I hope that you do is that you take action. I hope that you're inspired. Get up and do something! Get up and do something with your life!
Here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com and experience the Angelic Initiative on YouTube. We produce daily documentary series.
can do it. Friends, you can do it. But now is the time. It is step up time. Do it now. 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 Now.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?